Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The housing crisis seeps into all aspects of Irish life. It's so pervasive. About 100 nurses and other healthcare professionals are expected to attend an African Health Summit to be held in Dublin tomorrow with a variety of issues on the agenda. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly is scheduled to address the event, which will take place at the Richmond Education Centre in Dublin. But housing is one of the key issues on the agenda. Joining me now is the president of the Association of Nigerian Nurses in Ireland, Olayinka Aremu. Olayinka, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And housing is accommodation. It's a huge crisis facing nurses in the country at the moment.
It is. And I understand it's a national crisis, but like, you know, especially for international nurses coming into the country to help with the, you know, shortages in healthcare. I think it's a disaster when nurses don't get, you know, the right accommodation.
And nurses are having to, we've heard about the homelessness crisis just before with David there, but it's affecting nurses as well. Nurses are having to sleep in cars, couch surf, and find ways to get makeshift accommodation.
Yes, definitely. So what happens is usually when these international nurses, I'm representing Nigerian nurses and in a larger extent African nurses coming to Ireland to work, they are expected to have an accommodation before they come in. Some recruiters are actually using that as a criteria to get a job, that you have to have a proof of accommodation before you can get a job, or before they can, you know, sponsor the visas and things like that. So what happens is these nurses have to sort themselves out, and some have to, you know, make do with shared accommodation, which is sometimes are even misgender, like hostel accommodation. You have misgender, and that's very disgraceful. No kitchen amenities. You know, they have to eat out and even share bunks. So it's really disgraceful that, you know, this set of nurses and healthcare professionals are committing their life, risking their life to look after people which are definitely vulnerable, and the need is there. They are not looked after. Mm-hmm. So we ask the question, who cares for the caregiver? Who is caring for these nurses that are leaving their family, leaving their whole life behind in order to come to a country so that they can, you know, improve healthcare for the country, but they are not looked after, and it's really disgraceful.
And Olayinka, there's another problem. When you say leaving their families behind, if they do get set up with the job and set up in Ireland then, and the health system really depends on nurses like the ones you represent, but if they do and they want to bring their families to Ireland, then there are visa delays, which leaves them isolated in Ireland.
Exactly. So, as part of what we will be addressing, you know, talking about at the summit, there are several issues. I won't lie, like there are several issues, but on the top of the list at the moment is the housing and the visa deniers and refusers. So as we have said, nurses, especially those coming from non-EEA countries, have to go through what the critical work skill permit. That's what they need to come to work. And one of the conditions of this work permit is that you have an immediate family reunification. And we understand that for certain countries, it has to be maybe up to 6 months processing time. But the same criteria it is for other countries like India, Filipinos, and they get their visas 2 weeks, 1 week. And so living nurses from Africa, major part of Africa, especially Nigeria and Ghana, you know, having to stay for months, years, and waiting for visa for their family, which was, you know, that was not the initial plan. And everybody feels like, the most advantage for Ireland, you know, for people is that, family-oriented. They will look after my family, or it shouldn't be an issue. But it's becoming a big issue now. We've had delays up to 12 months. And even after the delay, some are coming down with refusals. So you can imagine the frustration that these nurses go through.
Indeed. Well, look, the African Health Summit is held in Dublin tomorrow at the Richmond Education Centre. Minister Stephen Donnelly he'll be there, he's to address the nurses there. We'll see what comes of your pleas to him. But Olayinka Aremu, President of the Association of Nigerian Nurses in Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us.